and welcome to the Theories podcast. Today we're going to be talking about challenges on social media and social media itself. Challenges on social media are actions that are usually quite dangerous that go on trending and kind of get passed around all over the world to people on those platforms. And they kind of get really popular and it's quite for attention really. And it draws attention to each person who is taking part.
One of the challenges is called the killer jump challenge. So you get three people, two of your friends will be on the outside and they'll be sort of in on the challenge. And they make it up as if they're just doing a normal thing like seeing who could jump the highest. But really what they're going to do is they kick your legs out and you either fall forwards or backwards. And then you can either hit your head, which will fracture your skull, or you can break your spine. And the result of this challenge, two people actually died from it. So it's not really the best challenge to be doing.
Yeah, like I agree with you because it's happened to me before. My two friends at school came and I smacked my head really hard on the floor and it was really dangerous for me. So, you know.
Yeah, because there was also the salt and ice challenge that you would put salt on your wrist and then you put like an ice block on top of it and that it would like burn through your skin and burn the layers off.
Yeah, the ice and salt challenge is just like the can of deodorant where you put it straight on your skin and you have to spray it and bit by bit your layers will just burn off and it's really painful.
Yeah, and these kind of challenges, they go way back. Like, it's not just recently that they've emerged again.
Yeah.
And like, 4 years ago, there was something called the Tide Pod Challenge, where, for some strange reason, it went on trending where everyone ate Tide Pods, and it was extremely bad for your health. Some people had to get their stomach.
Yeah.
I think.
It's not just the challenges that can be a dangerous thing on social media. Yeah. It's social media itself. There are so many platforms that and they're flown in platforms to use and people don't always listen to the advice they're given and even if they are given it, they don't always use it, so it always turns out to be useless advice really because no one pays attention.
Yeah, it's like it's such a big website, like no one actually understands it. Like there might be experts on it but no one listens because, you know, society today is so modern.
Yeah, because there's all these like private accounts, but then there's people that can get into these private accounts, and a lot of people are wearing like their school uniform during like doing these like videos or photos and stuff, and they don't realise that if their account's not like on private or anything, that people can and will see these and could potentially do like dangerous things.
Yeah, and what people don't realise is social media can actually affect your physical and mental health.
There can be good people on there who help, but at the same time bad people who can do some nasty comments.
Yeah, it's very important to stay safe, and I think that that's really the moral of the story, really, is just to like stay safe.
We hope that this has like helped and look forward to hearing from you soon.
Thank you, and we'll see you next week.